ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति अनैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितेन येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरो वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथं विदं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखावितंश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो टुडे इज द वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ द disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, his Tirubhav Divas. He is a very towering personality, like a Himalayan mountain, and I am just like an insignificant ant. So what can I know and understand Srila Prabhupada? So I need blessings of all of you to make some presentation before you. Such occasions are actually meant so that we can remember such exalted devotees, meditate on their qualities, and also their achievements, and to show our gratitude to them for what we have received from them. Today, I will focus my presentation on the Guru-Shishya relationship and the value of the instructions of the spiritual master, because our Guru Maharaj Vyas Puja is very shortly coming on 2nd of December. So I think this is more appropriate for us to understand the position of Guru and his instructions in our life. So, Srila Prabhupada is a unique personality, actually who achieved unprecedented success in spreading the message of the Lord, or so to say, spreading Sanatana Dharma, true Sanatana Dharma, throughout the world in such a short period of 13 years. which has no parallel in the human history. Such a success has not been achieved by anybody. Actually, other religions have taken centuries to spread their religion, and that too by force mostly, because they have the backing of empires, kingdoms, kings, and mighty armies wielding swords and spears, torturing people, harassing people, luring people, misleading people, and in that way they have actually spread their religions. But here, Prabhupada, we see a old man, how he spread the religion. We will come to that. So it was predicted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Prithvi Ache Nagar Adigram Sarvatra Prachar Hoye Maya Naam, that in every town and village of the earth my name will be chanted. So as we know that since the living entities are limited, they also have limited conceptions. So even the descendants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that Prithvi actually means Bengal and some nearby areas. And some who were more liberal thought that Prithvi means maybe Bharatvarsh. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur knew that Prithvi should be taken as a literal, because we cannot interpret the Lord's words. We cannot give our own interpretation to that. And he predicted that soon there will be a Bhakt commander chief coming, who will spread the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who will actually fulfill the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada from the beginning was trained in the worship of Lord Krishna, Radha Krishna. And actually his father was bringing lot of sadhus every day for lunch and praying to them or requesting them to bless Abhay, Prabhupada, whose childhood name was Abhay, that he becomes the devotee of Radharani. But he saw that these sadhus are actually all pretenders, pakhandi, because they are all smoking ganja, smoking bidis, and doing all sorts of nonsense activities. So he was not attracted to these sadhus. So when his very close friend Narendra Malik requested him to come with him to meet a very exalted devotee, he was not actually very inclined, but on his insistence he went there on the second floor of Gaudiya Math. So there he saw a very effulgent sadhu, and when Abhay and his friend paid obeisances to him, and before they could even sit, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, actually he was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he told Abhay that you are an educated person and you must preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spread the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English language. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was also not an ordinary person. He is the son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur prayed to the Lord that he be given a son who can actually carry forward the work which he has started of reforming Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Because with the time, the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got diluted and people deviated from those particular teachings. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was actually establishing those original teachings. So he prayed to the Lord to give such a son who can actually continue his work of reforming the Gaudiya Vaishnava traditions. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was actually a gift of the Lord to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he is also said to be a ray of Vishnu. So such a exalted devotee, who is a pure devotee of the Lord, saying to Abhay, even when they did not know each other, that you preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it means that he could see that this person actually, he identified that this person is actually the same devotee commander chief which was predicted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And actually it was a shock for Abhay, and he was a Gandhian follower for the fighting for the independence of India. And he had naturally, Bhakti Sanswati Maharaj drew him to some discussions because he is not going to accept it very easily. So a discussion and conversation ensued where Abhay told him that we are already slaves, we are under British rule, who will hear our teachings? And then Bhakti Sanswati Maharaj actually laid down the principles, very principles of the Krishna consciousness. And he said that real self is actually a spirit soul, and that eternal reality is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means the relationship of the living entity, the spirit soul, with the super soul, Krishna. And therefore Krishna consciousness is exclusively important, and that it could not wait who rules India or for the change in the political scene. Matlab, it is not dependent, it is not external. It is actually who will rule, who will not, because it is ultimately the relationship of the Atma with Paramatma, Krishna consciousness. So it cannot wait who will rule, who will be the rulers. So it is most urgent. And Prabhupada was very much satisfied, and he in his heart accepted him as his spiritual master. So this is a very important factor, that accepting the spiritual master in the heart is most important. Because sometimes we feel that initiation is an ornament when we are given names. And I was told when the list was being finalized this time when Maharaj was giving initiation, then we were told in the counselors meeting that some names have been dropped, or they are not there, because for last 3 or 4 years Maharaj has not done initiation, they could not wait, and they have taken initiation from some other guru. So it means that they have not accepted guru in their heart. It is for them, it is a certain sort of a designation, ornament, that they are initiated. So accepting guru in the heart is the most important thing. Whether we are initiated or not, we have to actually accept guru and surrender to him and surrender to his instructions. So this is a very important thing which we can learn from Prabhupada, that he accepted him as a guru in his heart from that day. And this fact that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj knew that he is the person who is going to spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, it is confirmed in 1935 when Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay, and a Gaudiya Vaishnava Math was established in Charni Road, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj came there to install the deities of Radha Krishna. And then he was told by the temple president who was there, with whom Abhay was working and helping in establishing that center, that actually Abhay Babu is the main person who has helped us monetarily and otherwise in establishing this temple. And he should be made president of the temple. And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's reply is actually very, very important. He replied that it is better he is living outside your company. When time comes, he will do everything himself. Matlab, he did not want to involve himself in the managerial work. He knew, he had a vision that in future he will be doing everything himself. Matlab, he will be propagating the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself alone. And therefore he wanted to give him time. Actually he knew and he could have asked Abhay also from the first day that you would have to do this. But he wanted to him to grow on his own. Because preaching in the Western world was not a small, it was a uphill task. He has to be actually groomed in every aspect of life, go through every aspect of life before he could plunge into such a important mission. So he did not press him and told him that let him be alone and let him do whatever he likes, but ultimately when time comes, he will do himself whatever is required. So this is the vision of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. And we see that patience is one of the important factors in Krishna consciousness. Because if he would have actually ordered him to do at that time, perhaps he was not fully prepared for that. He would have failed. Just like when Bhakti Saraswati Maharaj sent some of his very senior brahmacharis and sannyasis to UK for preaching, they could not succeed. So he wanted to give him time because he knew that he will be able to achieve this. So, but few months before that, Srila Prabhupada, Abhay at that time, met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj at the bank of Radhakund at that time, and he was alone. And he confided with Prabhupada that the mutt is on fire. Matlab, he was telling that even his lifetime, his disciples are actually fighting among themselves because he had made a big temple at Calcutta and established many mutts. So they were fighting who will get which room, who will get which room, even before the presence of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. So he was very disgusted with the mentality, materialist mentality of his disciples. And he told Abhay that I want if to print books, and if any time you have money, you print books. So Prabhupada took this instruction to his heart, that what, these are second instructions from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj to Prabhupada, that whenever you have money, you print books, because books are according to Vrad Mridang. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj were actually printing a magazine or daily newspaper, Vrad Mridang, because he knew that when there is some discourse or kirtan, it has a limitation, but these books can go any part of the world. So he told him Vrad Mridang. So it was the desire of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj that whenever you have money, you print books. And Prabhupada took this to his heart, and we see that how he has translated so many books, and all his books are being distributed throughout the world. And particularly this marathon month in December is coming, and everybody has to make his best efforts in helping Prabhupada in distributing the books. So this is the second instruction he got. In February 1935, when it was the 62nd birthday of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, his spiritual master, he wrote a poem, and he also gave a very philosophical lecture, very deep philosophical lecture, establishing the position of a spiritual master as the authorized representative of Vyasadeva. Very elaborate lecture. And when this poem, which was actually published in the paper Harmonies, he reached Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he was very happy. Because there was one stanza there, which reads as follows. Absolute is sentient, thou has not proved. Impersonal calamity, thou hasn't moved. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was a staunch criticizer of Mayavadis. And here, Srila Prabhupada captured his mood that he is actually against preaching all against Mayavadis. So he was very happy that he understood his heart. And he took as an indication that how well Abhay knew his mind. One of the Abhay's godbrother compared Abhay to a verse in which Rup Goswami expressed inner thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, once Rup Goswami wrote a verse and it was in the roof. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there and he took out, then he was very happy that that was the verse which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked most. And then he asked how Raghunath Rup Goswami knows. And then Bhakti Sarupdamodar, his very confidential associate, told that since you are carrying him in his heart, in your heart, he knows your heart. So he is comparing one of the godbrothers, comparing Prabhupada to Rup Goswami. Since just like he knew the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Abhay also knows the heart of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. So in December 1936, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's health was very bad and he was in Jagannath Puri and Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay, he wrote a letter to him that since I cannot give you direct service as other brahmacharis and sannyasis are doing for you, is there any particular service I can do? He is again asking because I am not serving you, what can I do for you? And the reply came from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, I have every hope that you turn yourself into a very good English preacher. If you serve the mission to inculcate the novel impressions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching in the people in general as well as philosophers and religionists, this will do much good to yourself as well as to your audience. Again, the same instruction was there. And actually more instruction that you have to design some novel ideas in which you can preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English language. And not only to general public, but to religionists and philosophers also. Matlab, he expanded the scope of his preaching. So, Srila Prabhupada, it was a confirmation of his previous instruction which was given in 1922, that I have to preach. And therefore, it became his mission, that I have to prepare myself to fulfill the instructions of my Guru Maharaj. So, Abhay started writing and because Second World War had just started and Abhay felt the need to propagate Krishna consciousness more in those circumstances because everywhere there was calamities. And he wrote, edited, typed, manuscripted for the magazine under the name, banner Back to Godhead, which we see today we are publishing Back to Godhead here. It was actually started in 1944 by Srila Prabhupada. And it was his, every effort was his only. He wrote the articles, he typed the articles, he edited the articles, manuscript, he got it printed, he distributed himself, everything he was doing under the instructions of his spiritual master. And the motto was, Krishna Suresam Maya Nikar, Jahan Krishna Tahani Mahadikar. English mein, it is English, Godhead is light, Niscience is darkness, where there is Krishna, there is no Niscience. And edited and founded under the order of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Goswami Maharaj. This was the under instructions I have publishing this book. So Prabhupada actually was growing in his mission, which ultimately he was going to do. Around 1950, after many highs and lows, because he was a very successful businessman, but as Krishna's plant, there were many highs and lows in his business, and ultimately the business dwindled, his factory was gutted, and practically he retired from business. And he took it as an arrangement of Krishna. Krishna wanted this way, and he was forcing him to free himself from all material activities, material obligations, and just surrender to the will of his spiritual master. He thought it like Krishna wanted it like this way. So, and he remembered a very famous work from Srimad Bhagavatam, which says, when Krishna says that, when I feel specifically merciful to someone, I gradually take away all material possessions. His friends, his relatives, then reject him because he is completely poverty-stricken. So this is how we see in this material world, how our relatives leave when we are of no use to them. Actually, we are poverty-stricken. And then he moved to Vrindavan, and one day he has a very striking dream. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj came in his dream as if he is coming from the spiritual world. Actually, he had such dreams even before that, many times, when he was grihast also. But at that time, he was not prepared to leave his obligations to the family. So, he appeared as if he is directly coming from the spiritual world. And he was asking him to follow him and to take sannyas. He was giving instruction because many times, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj came to his dream and instructed him to take sannyas, but that was not the right time for him to take the sannyas. So he did not acted on that. But now he felt that this is the right time. Because now Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is saying to him, he felt that now take sannyas and you will actually be able to accomplish the mission. Because sannyas means no obligations, material obligations, except preaching the glories of Krishna, preaching the message of Krishna. That is the life. That is actually the purpose of sannyas. That engaging oneself in spreading the message of the Lord. So on 17 September 1959, Abhay took sannyas from his god brother, Keshav Maharaj, and he was given the name Bhaktivedanta Swami. And it was, Prabhupada considered it, that it is a mandate for him, that he required it, actually, because this is an irrevocable commitment to his Guru Maharaj. Taking sannyas, and the purpose of sannyas is to preach, so it is an irrevocable commitment to his spiritual master. So this was the first steps of Prabhupada towards preaching in the West. So he has taken that step, and then subsequently Prabhupada was also greatly inspired by the commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter 41 shloka, Vyavsapneka Buddhir Ekai Kuru Nandana. Because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur written there that single-mindedness means taking the instructions of the spiritual master as the life and soul. So he was more inspired, and then he started making preparations for going to the West. We are not going to go into that aspect. But we feel that Prabhupada not only established ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, as a founder acharya, but he is actually genuine acharya, because he is teaching as an acharya from his life what is to be done. So he is a perfect example of ussaha, nischaya and dhairya. which Srila Rupa Goswami writes in Nectar of Instruction. So he was actually, it is described that Ussa means endeavoring with intelligence. If you just be very enthusiastic without intelligence, without considering what is right and what is wrong, you may actually come into some difficulties. But Ussa means acting with intelligence. So he was enthusiastically and very intelligently checking out a path for himself to fulfill the mission. And he was determined to achieve it, because and nishchay has been defined, endeavor with confidence. So he was actually determined to do it with the confidence that Krishna will surely help him and making successful in his attempt in execution of spiritual master order. That was his confidence. His determination was with confidence that Krishna is going to help me in fulfilling my mission of the spiritual master. And the patience is the main thing. He patiently waited for 5-6 years till he was fully equipped to go to the West, because he has to make so many preparations. He had to publish 3 volumes of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavata. He has to take something with him. So he has worked on it. He had to print it. He had approached people for donations to print it. He has to make arrangements for visas and passport. He has to arrange for going there. He has to do so many things. So he was patiently doing everything, because in this world nobody gets anything very cheaply. So he has to struggle at every stage, patiently waiting for the time when it will come and he will go to the West. So that is the struggle he was patiently doing, enthusiastically and with determination and with patience. So ultimately, actually in meantime, he also approached many Gaudiya Vaishnav mutts also, and he requested them that if it is better that I go as a representative of some institution, because going alone means nothing. Who knows you? But you have some backing of some institution, Gaudiya Mutt or something, then he can show that I am representing that. But nobody actually helped, because they told that we are already in difficulty. You join us instead of going there. First your duty is here. He told that I am not going to get any help from anybody. I have to work on my own. And therefore what Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj predicted, that when times come, he will do things on his own. He knew, because he was a pure devotee, and he knew what is going to happen in future. So he left Prabhupada alone without engaging him in the regular day-to-day work of the mutt. So this is the vision of the acharyas. So when the appropriate moment came, ultimately succeeded, and he was given a free passage by Sumati Murarji, who was owning Sindhya steamship, on a cargo ship. And it was on 13th of August 1965 he boarded the ship. He was actually 69 years old at that time, a time when people hesitate to come off their house even, because they are not have so much energy and they are so scared. But at the age of 65, he took the decision to the, because he considered that now he is equipped with something, so that he can be able to preach there. So we find that he had no material possessions. It was said that he has 40 rupees in his pocket, which was actually of no use, because he could not even change that 40 rupees into dollars in the States. So he was completely impoverished. He had nothing. But he has the spiritual strength, which is millions and millions times more than the physical strength, these physical facilities, these physical things. He has the strength of his unflinching faith in Krishna and his powers. He has the strength of the unflinching faith in his Guru and his instructions. And in the power of the holy name. Because that is the Yugdharma, which is given by Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna, none other than Krishna. So he knew the power of the holy name also. So these were the spiritual strength which he was carrying. And he had unlimited wealth in the form of love and compassion of Krishna, which he was carrying in his heart. To become an insignificant instrument in the hands of Krishna to distribute that love to the people. So he was carrying that unlimited wealth of love and compassion of Krishna with him. So we find that with this spiritual strength and unlimited wealth of love and compassion, he reached the shores of United States, and first he reached Boston. And his biggest asset was his humility. Because this quality of humility pleases Krishna most. Therefore we find that when a devotee becomes proud, Krishna somehow the other smashes his pride. Because humility is the first thing which Krishna likes. And when he reached Boston, he wrote a poem, and reading some parts of that poem, I think it will not be doing justice to Srila Prabhupada, because it actually discloses his heart, his humility, the innermost humility coming from the deepest portion of his heart, core of his heart. He was actually opening his heart to Krishna. He did not know whether anybody in future will ever see the light. This poem will see the light of the day. Anybody will ever come across this poem. So it was not some ornamental literature given by him. It was actually the emotions, the feelings in his heart. And the name of the poem was Markin Bhagavad Dharma. So I would like to read some portions of that translation, which shows how Prabhupada was so humble. My dear Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul. Actually, he never considered himself to be anybody. He considered himself to be the most lowest of the lowest. Upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. Matlab, he considers himself that he has no actually power to do anything. Because the devotee considers them, he is not the karta. Actually everything is done by the Lord. So he was not considering himself that since he is here, he will achieve that whatever success he will achieve. He says that you can do whatever with me. Matlab, he offered himself that through me, if you want to make me successful, you want to make the message spread, you use me. I am nothing before you. But I guess you have some business here, otherwise why should you bring me to this terrible place? Most of the population here is covered by material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied. And therefore, they have no taste for transcendental message of Vasudev. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are an expert mystic. How they will understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I am able to convince them about your message. Because Krishna is the heart of everybody. And if Krishna wants, he can actually give them direction from within and they can follow him. all living entities have come under the control of illusion energy of by your will. And therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. So everything he is praying for Krishna, because he thinks he is insignificant. I wish that you may deliver them. He is praying to Krishna that you please deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only they will be able to understand your message. Brahman Bharate Kaun Bhagwan Jin Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. It is the combined mercy of Krishna and the Guru that one gets the Bhakti Lata Bij. So a mercy of Krishna is very prominent there. So how will I make them understand this message of Krishna? I am very unfortunate, unqualified and most fallen. Therefore I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do on my own. Matlab, taking the very humble position as insignificant, powerless, unqualified. Somehow the other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me say success or failure as you like. Ultimately, we have to make endeavor. The success or failure is in the hands of the Lord. If we consider that we are responsible for our success or failure, then we consider ourselves a karta. Therefore, selling the success and failure in our hands, I have nothing to do, but I am endeavoring to give your message. O spiritual master of all, O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hand. So if you brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Nachayo, nachayo. Make me dance. Make me dance, O Lord. Make me dance as you like. If I have no devotion, nor I have any knowledge. Bhakti Vedanta means, bhakti means devotion. Advaita means the end of knowledge. A person who has all the knowledge of Vedanta. So he says, I have no devotion, nor I have any knowledge, but I have a strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated Bhakti Vedanta, and now if you like, you can really fulfill the purport of Bhakti Vedanta. So this is the prayer which he wrote, and underneath, it is not here, he has written your most insignificant servant and Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami. So this is how Prabhupada is opening his heart
and showing his humility.
In Ant Lila Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita, 7.11, it is written, the fundamental religious system in the age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Unless empowered by Krishna, one cannot propagate the Sankirtan movement. So, this humility attracts the mercy of Krishna. And actually, such humility empowers a person to fulfill or to do such things which an ordinary person cannot do. Achieve such things which an ordinary person... Because such empowerment has to be from Krishna. And therefore, Prabhupada has been also said that he is a Saktavesh Avatar. Saktavesh Avatar means a person who has been specifically empowered with a particular specific potency to do a particular work. So he has been empowered by Krishna to perform a work of preaching throughout the world. Therefore, he is called a Saktavesh Avatar also, because that such a unlimited or unimaginable success we got in 12, 13 years, it is impossible for any normal human to get. So therefore, he is also called a Saktavesh Avatar. So he moved to 22nd Avenue. I will not go into much detail. And I will just cite one of his acquaintance he met on the benches of the park, Mr. Rubin, and he was a Turkish Jewish. And when after Prabhupada's disappearance, when people actually interviewed him, he told them that about Swamiji, that he seemed to know that he would have temples filled up with devotees. At that time, he had no disciples, he had no money, he had nothing. But what he was seeing in future, he seemed to know that he would have temples filled with devotees. He would say, I'm not a poor man, I'm a rich man. There are temples and books, they are existing, but the time is separating. They are already there. He could see that they are there. They will come with their time. So this is how Prabhupada had the vision that things are going to happen. And then 26 Second Avenue miracles were happening. Those persons who were coming initially were mostly hippies, who were actually very frustrated people, who were rejected by their families, by the society, by the nation, government. And he gave them all respect. He endured such sacrifice. He prepared, he gave them lectures, he performing kirtans. And they were the persons who were actually breaking all four regulatory principles. So for them to accept Srila Prabhupada, and particularly if you see that in Western countries, particularly states, young generation is not actually attracted to the old people. They are indifferent or negligent of the old people. But it is also a miracle how young people were attracted to a 70-year-old person. Because they saw in him the purity of the soul, the beauty of the soul, his love and compassion. They felt that this is the person who is actually our well-wisher, who has come not to take from us, but to give us. So, slowly Prabhupada was transforming their hearts, making the hippies happy. And those were the persons who surrendered their life to Krishna, dedicated their life to Krishna in spreading the movement of Krishna consciousness. And today we feel that whatever we are here, 108 temples in the life of Srila Prabhupada, and now more than 500 centers and temples and farm communities and communities throughout the world. It is because those people actually assisted Prabhupada in spreading the movement. So this is how Prabhupada transformed the hearts of the people. And the greatest miracle, I remember one incident that once Prabhupada was in some conference, and there some very big so-called guru came and told that I do so many miracles, I make ashes, I make watches and like that. What is your miracle? Prabhupada said, these are my miracles. He actually pointed out to the Western devotees, I have transformed their hearts. So, material things, this is some siddhi or some magic can do to produce something. But to transform the heart of a person is the greatest miracle, because it is filled with kam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsar, so many desires, so many lust, and contaminated so much. To transform that into a pure heart and a devotee of Krishna is something a miracle Prabhupada did. And Prabhupada never actually compromised on principles. I will try to conclude. Never compromised on principles. This is one of the very important aspect, because his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, also never compromised on principles. So when some of his disciples, because Prabhupada said that Guru is just like God. Matlab, he is representative of God and he is to be treated in the same way as God. So some of his disciples propagated him as that Prabhupada is God. And Prabhupada was very furious, and actually he turned them out from this con. So he never tolerated this type of nonsense, because He considered himself to a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. He never thought that he is God, which is today happening everywhere. So in Indian context, if we see the contribution of Srila Prabhupada, although it is the land of dharma, but we see that adharma is flourishing everywhere. Every corner, every city, we find gods, self-proclaimed gods, and fake gurus who are misleading people. And therefore, Prabhupada's teachings are the most relevant for Indians. Everywhere there is, people are attached to demigod worship because of they were not actually guided properly by the Brahmins, who were actually only looking towards their own bread and butter without giving them the transcendental knowledge. So this is the position in India, and we see everywhere this is happening. So Prabhupada's teachings are the most important and most relevant for Indian context, because here we find pure teachings of Vedic scriptures, pure teachings, pure process, establishing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, accepting nothing less than Krishna, worshipping nothing less than Krishna. So Prabhupada established all these things, and it is our great fortune that we have come in contact with such a movement. We have taken shelter of Prabhupada, we have taken shelter of Prabhupada's disciples, and I have no words to offer my gratitude to Prabhupada and his disciples, because they have taken us out from the pangs of this material world. They have given the direction, proper direction. They have made us understood who is God. Krishna is God, and your only purpose of life is to perform devotional service to Him. And that is the ultimately goal of life, because ultimately if you want to get yourself freed from the clutches of Maya, from the clutches of the cycle of birth, rebirth, birth and death, this is the only process. And therefore, we are so grateful to Srila Prabhupada for giving this true transcendental knowledge, propagating this true transcendental, which is actually most needed in India. Foreign countries, people did not know Krishna. They accepted Krishna as God. But here, we are so confused, who is God? And still people, nobody is going to hear. Those who are demigod worshipper, if we talk to them, they get so much offended that we cannot say. And therefore, preacher has to be very intelligent to preach, how to preach them. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that we have to worship even demigods, not worship, but we have to pay all respects, because they are the very powerful representative of Krishna. But we have to worship only Krishna. And Prabhupada said that not Krishna alone, but not any, actually all his incarnations have the same potency. But we have to worship the original Krishna, the two-handed of form of Krishna, who is actually playing on his flute under the kadam tree at the banks of River Jamuna. So this is the gift of Srila Prabhupada. And we are so grateful to him for giving this gift. And therefore, to show our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, it is also our duty, whatever received from Prabhupada, we try to give to others. So it is also our duty and responsibility to assist Prabhupada in spreading the movement. Hare Krishna. This is some thoughts I've got. Although Prabhupada is like a sagar in Gagar, he has you glorify him for months, years, perhaps you will not be able to fathom his work and fathom his glories and his compassion and love. And actually, I am seeing him because I know very little about him. I am seeing him from a distance. But as time will pass and I think his glories and his greatness and his unique feature will manifest before the world, before the mankind, and then he will be respected. Today, people are not aware of ISKCON. Many people are not aware of ISKCON. Many people are not aware of Prabhupada. Actually, when they go to temple, they see Prabhupada, but they actually can't relate to this person whose statue is there. So it is our duty to make people aware of Krishna consciousness, people aware of Prabhupada's contribution, people aware of purpose of life, and assist people to come out of their ignorance. Hare Krishna. I've taken, I think, more time. Thank you very much for giving this opportunity. I have some thoughts because... Hare Krishna.